Gonzalez. Welcome once again to another Geek Culture Congress. I have one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez. I will be accompanied by Tarek Lewis and Joy Franchise momentarily. I'm just waiting for them to show up. So, and you know, I'm the one that's the technical person here, so I'm always here first before everyone else. And you know, and the other guys, they got lives too. So you know, we'll just wait for them patiently. But I will. What's up, everybody that's on? Yes, this is a solo stream. I'm just talking to myself and to you guys here that are live, watching us live right now on the Twitch.tv Checkpoint XP. Feel free to chime in and help me with some talking points, man. We're going to talk about a lot of new rumors. I talked about it last week. The gentleman goes by the name of Mikey Sutton. He is a... scooper, you know, he likes to he's got the inside on in the DC and Marvel universes and other stuff too. So he talks, he does some scoops on Star Wars and stuff like that. Welcome to Tarek Lewis. Tarek, how you doing, sir?
Doing all right. Just yeah. Getting
off the gig. That's what I was telling everybody. You know, like we got real things, real problems. We got to do it first.
Yeah, you know, man's got his foot on my neck.
Yes, so. Ladies and gentlemen, the funny and talented Mr. Tarek Lewis is in the building.
Yeah, there are 38 people, approximately, more talented than me.
I'll stop.
In my immediate Tinder area, according to the way the profiles work.
I'll
and they're all
stop.
Women. So,
yeah.
That's a good thing.
Well, that's a good thing.
It's good for that movement.
Did you watch Watchmen?
I did not see this week's episode of Watchmen, unfortunately.
Man, we can talk about the second. I did finally see the number two, which is actually pretty dope.
I've actually been watching another sci-fi series that has gone unspoken of,
which
Undone,
is that?
On Amazon Prime.
Yeah?
I've been watching this weekend.
Yeah. How was that?
It's really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's got, oh my God, I can't remember his name. The guy who stars, Bob Odenkirk from Better Call Saul.
Really?
Is probably the biggest name on there. And it's animated, but animated in a sense, in a way where you can tell the actors, you know, it's the actors' faces. I'm not sure how they animated this exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But if you remember a movie called Scanner Darkly, it's called Scanner Darkly.
I kind of remember.
Keanu Reeves.
Yes, I do.
It's animated in that way.
Yeah, so it's like is that like an Aeon Flux looking kind of?
Yeah, but even more realistic.
Even more realistic, yeah.
Right. So it's a very interesting show on Amazon that I think I got an episode or two left.
All right.
And I was going through that this weekend. Forgot to watch Watchmen.
It's a CC Decibels on the Twitch says sketch animated, maybe? Yeah.
Maybe sketching animated, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's been a really good show.
Yeah, it's really?
Yeah.
So it's on Amazon?
Amazon Prime, yeah.
All right. Okay. I got to check my you know, my connection.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, anyway, episode two, it was very interesting. I liked the...
of Watchmen, you're talking
about. I like the Watchmen. You know, it's very provocative, you know?
Oh, that's a good word.
That's the way this show is like
it's
very
Speedy's
provocative.
Word of the month. Every once in a while, he'll hit you with one.
Yeah. You know that. There's spoiler alert. I mean, they were talking about episode two, and episode three just aired Sunday. So you haven't watched episode two. This is your spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Warning, okay? All right. So apparently they killed the chief of police at the end of episode one.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they go more plot. She takes the gentleman, the older gentleman, and that was at the scene of the crime originally.
Yes,
she doesn't tell her other police officers that.
Yeah.
The details of how she originally found him first,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting.
Yeah, she takes him to her man cave.
Yeah,
which I thought was
is that a man cave?
Well,
it's
a cave.
I thought it was like her, like where she does her teacher work stuff.
Well, we got to use like the geek. It was her lair.
Well, yeah, because she got the weapons. She got the secret.
She took
the secret door
secret
with the weapons.
Layer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Lady Cave. There you go.
The Lady Cave.
Thank you,
yeah.
Mr. Decibels. Thank you, sir.
That's very dope. Lady Cave, yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting. It's kind of like they flipped the, you know how I'm going to talk about some political stuff, but that's not anything. It's only related to the show, ladies
Don't
and gentlemen.
Scared,
okay.
Speedy.
All right.
Don't
so I like how they kind of flipped the Ku Klux Klan. And the way that, like, they made it, like, more like the police are the aggressors, you know, kind of. They made it like the police are the aggressors, but at the same time, the other side is also the aggressors, too, as well.
Yeah.
Like, they're showing a mirror to both sides of the debate.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The police are responding to a previous aggression from years ago.
Exactly.
With extreme aggression.
Even from the first episode, remember that first episode where the black police officer pulls over the white guy?
Yes.
Which is kind of like, it's like a reverse of what in the real world we discuss in real, you know, getting a black person getting pulled over by a white police officer, and, you know, by yourself on the road. You know, that might be a scary, you know, prospect, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But they, and the show reverses that, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So everything is kind of like reverse, but not really to favor one side or the other. It's kind of like they hold a mirror to each side and they say, look.
To show the dichotomy.
There we go. Dichotomy. Yeah, yeah. That's the word. And it's, they can only do this show on HBO. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is definitely not a CW. Yeah, they're not going to have Diggle pulling over. Yeah.
And I said, they had some, like you said, they had some name drops for Dr. Manhattan. And, and it was very interesting. So I guess the old rich man is.
That's Veidt. They call him Veidt, which is Ozymandias.
Yeah, Ozymandias. Yeah.
Ozymandias, I believe,
But remember we had talked about earlier that Ozymandias had superpowers or whatever, right? No, that he didn't have superpowers.
He did not have superpowers, The only one with superpowers was Dr. Manhattan.
Why I feel like in a movie they made him have superpowers or something?
He was just the dopest person without superpowers. Like, he's, the guy was, was it Rorschach or was
Rorschach.
It?
Rorschach didn't have it. He was kind of like a Batman.
Yeah, he was so fast that he once bragged that he was so fast that he could dodge a bullet.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, that's what Rorschach said about Ozymandias.
Okay. I thought then because he was so fat that he did have some superpowers. Like, he kind of was like the Superman character, kind of. I thought that he was kind of like the Superman character.
No, he was just like peak human condition type situation.
Okay. What's up? Welcome to Joy Franchise. Joy, what's up? Hey, sit over here so the camera gets you a little closer. There you go. What's going on? Hold on, I'm going to turn your mic on here. Hold on, there you go.
What's good?
Going on, man? Have you watched Watchmen yet?
Not yet.
All right.
I've been trying to, but.
All right.
Hell of a weekend.
Yeah. You're partying, man.
Another one.
Halloween parties.
Yeah. A lot of Halloween parties.
Yeah, because he smelled like money. I can always tell you did something.
The mic stand is kind of like blocking your face.
Blocking
you want to flip
face.
It?
Yeah, we gotta show
they can see your eyes.
Yeah.
It says, Taylorson True Strike says he was really smart also, I guess, apparently.
Yeah, extremely smart.
Yeah.
Extremely smart, yeah.
So, but in the movie, he was very like, well, of course, because he won, right? He won.
Well, imagine he's like a Batman that wasn't ashamed of who he was. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, he kind of basked in his...
It was like that.
Yeah, in his own...
Maybe a combination of the two characters?
Combination kinda? Of Batman and Superman, maybe. It was an interesting character.
Yeah, it was.
Very interesting character.
Yeah.
Which I believe they're integrating Watchmen and Batman right now in the comic books. From what I understand, that they're going to be...
I heard something like that.
Mixing
I know DC is doing something.
Yeah.
One of the big DC characters is actually doing something Watchmen.
Interesting. I believe it's Batman.
Anyway, I think I like the way it's going right now. Watchmen. I recommend people watch it from episode one, definitely.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. They haven't lost me like Titans has. Oh, my God.
Well, give them time. Listen,
remember I told you that I have to keep watching Titans?
Yeah.
That's not happening anymore.
Really?
They really lost me this last episode.
You're giving up? Okay.
I
didn't give up on True Blood. You got to make it all the way through, man.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I can, man.
It's only three seasons.
I don't
so
know,
far,
man.
Right?
This last season. Episode was really atrocious. I mean, it was storytelling atrocious.
Okay.
Like, you would be offended as a storyteller watching this episode. That's how bad it was.
That's terrible.
Decibels said he didn't even give Titans a chance, so he took it. He was like, nah.
Yeah.
He was like, DC Universe? Nah.
Yeah. I mean, I watched the first season. Mm. I watched the entire first season.
I was okay
Titans,
with the first season.
And I just was just too much content for me to dedicate another season to it. But I may set up another email to get another trial so I can watch Young Justice.
Supposedly they got the fail safes for all that stuff. Like, they'd be getting people's IP addresses or something. I don't
That's
know.
Fine. I got a couple bunch of computers too. I got more than one computer.
But man, it was really. Can we talk about it? Okay. I don't want to spoil it for anybody who really wants to see it.
Well, let me ask, is DC, does Titans come out all at once or it comes out weekly?
It comes out weekly.
It comes out weekly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Decibel says that's why we proxy. Yeah. IP. There you go. Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
Speaking of like DC and HBO, well, it looks like HBO Max is looking to possibly get. Sorry about that.
I like that music.
What's going on?
At least it's royalty free music.
Right.
For real. Legit. So no, HBO Max is. I guess we're gonna get Green Lantern Corps.
Yes.
On HBO Max.
I was gonna talk about that more later on, but actually we hit that. So let's just play. Let's leave Titans on hold for a second, and we'll get into Titans again. Let's talk about Hurricane says, me and my wife really got into the box on our second watch of the first season. Oh, The Boys.
Yes. Which I think
Hurricane's telling me he had to watch it a second time to get into it.
The Boys.
Yeah. Well, that's fair enough.
I may be anticipating The Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Second season more than any other show I've seen.
I think it's going to be really dope.
That's not just the comic book ones and the action ones and sci-fi ones. Like any show that I've seen this year, I'm anticipating The Boys more than anything.
The Boys are really dope. I really liked The Boys a lot.
I didn't see any. I thought I was going to see some Homelander costumes this Halloween.
No, I didn't.
I give it
after maybe next season because I still got to catch up. But I've already dabbled in like read like little snippets.
Yeah.
Of like how it is because I don't have my Amazon Prime account going right now.
Why not, Joey Franchise? You make so much DJ money. Come on.
People don't want your sweatshirts.
I live a calculated lifestyle. You understand?
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of swag to be bought and a lot of video games to play.
There's a budget.
And DLC to cop.
Yeah, so. There's a budget then. Mm-hmm. Joey Franchise budget.
I'm too busy playing. I just got the Luigi for the Switch.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Luigi's Mansion is actually really dope.
Really?
I like it a lot. And then Call of Duty I just got onto, too.
Yeah, so you like it? What you feel? How'd you feel with Call of Duty?
It's not bad. I'm into it. I'm like dabbling with the campaign right now. I'm waiting to go online. I just want to get my feel back because I haven't played Call of Duty in years.
Yeah,
you can't go on campaign.
I can't be going online and getting thrashed.
Like everybody else does.
I don't like camping. I think, if you camp, I feel like you're lame. If you got to camp.
You got to get in the thick of things.
I like being in it, man. If you're going, I just run up in there.
Let's catch up on some comments here. We got Omega says, I went to Dragon Con in September. I only saw like 3 Du Bois cosplay. So maybe it's just not in the
got to kick up. I don't think in the
mindset of everybody.
It's not there yet because look at, me being in a prime example, not everybody has Amazon Prime like that. At least, everybody probably should because their delivery is amazing.
Yes.
But, I mean, like, I don't, like, because, I'm all Netflix and HBO'd out. So, I don't know. Maybe it's just not enough people are tapped in to Amazon's streaming service.
It's just a paywall, maybe.
Yeah.
You know? Let's see. The Hurricane says, most gangster supers ever. I guess he's talking about The Boys. Omega says, I met Jack Quaid, Huey, there too, at the Dragon Con. Super cool guy. Luigi Mansion 3 has a better rating than Death Stranding.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Then Death Stranding.
Stranding. I wouldn't doubt that. Luigi's Mansion is really dope.
Okay.
I've been hooked on it all weekend, legit. Like, I played that more than I played Call of Duty.
Yeah.
That's how dope it is.
So Omega says
I brought it with me, like, legit.
I brought the Switch with me today.
Wow.
I got the video capture card. We could run it.
If you guys shoot, let's run it.
Tarek said he had to leave
the
early,
graphics so on it are fire.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We might just do that. We might just do that, ladies and gentlemen, before we leave today. I saw Starlight, a female Homelander, and Laser Baby? Laser Baby? Oh, yeah. Oh, but it's because he shot his lasers through the baby.
Yeah.
Dang, I almost forgot
Starlight,
about that scene.
A female Homelander. Okay.
Hmm.
Okay. Hmm. I wanted to do a boy's costume, but I just couldn't figure out, who I wanted to be.
No, but I wanted to
do A-Train.
Yeah. I invite everyone to go to Tarek Lewis's Facebook so you can see his costume for Halloween.
It's on Instagram too now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead and describe it. Yeah, for
I was Hancock.
Yeah,
one of my favorite superheroes.
Which
movies.
Is a movie that needs to happen. A part two needs to happen. Come on, Will Smith.
You want to see a Hancock part two?
Oh, man. Yeah. I loved Hancock, man.
Will Smith doing these twin double movies. Yeah. Come on.
It reminds me a lot of myself, like a very powerful person who's just drunk, and I just it resonated with me, somebody with a
shot. each shot more yeah. strength, right?
It resonated with somebody yeah. with abilities.
You felt that?
Who's awful with women and is just broke. You know, I was like, that's me.
Oh, man.
Say, I felt that.
So we were talking about with the Green Lantern Corps.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we're talking HBO Max. So here's the...
So does that mean I got to re-up my HBO?
Check this out, though. So here's the drama, all right? People already got Warner Brothers. Let's say Warner Brothers is the Disney, right? Mm-hmm. Warner Media, whatever. Warner Bros. Is the Disney and all this conglomerate of Warner stuff, right? Warner already has subscribers to DC Universe, obviously, right? Now the umbrella company is making this HBO Max, another app,
okay,
which is going to have DC property stuff on it, obviously. That's not going to be available on DC Universe.
So what's the point of having DC Universe?
Exactly. That is the point of contention, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody's like, so why do I have DC Universe if I'm not going to be able to see everything that's DC? I subscribe to the DC, you know, to the all of DC fandom. And then even DC Universe put a post out and said, hey, listen, our parent company, yes, is making a new app or a new service. But yes, there's a bunch of stuff that's only exclusive to DC Universe and you know, our forums and the comic books that you can read and, all, you know.
So do you think that HBO or Warner is hedging their bets on saying, okay, DC Universe the app didn't turn out the way we wanted it to.
Ah, so
we know people like HBO. We'll mm-hmm. give them HBO Max. Mm-hmm. Probably if you're an HBO Now person or Go person, they'll give it to you for a cheaper rate.
Yeah.
And you'll get some of these DC things, and eventually DC Universe will just phase out.
Mm.
Because I don't think it's been that successful.
I don't know. You know, our sometimes contributor, Mr. Randall Armstrong might argue with you because he's a big proponent of the DC Universe.
He's on DC Universe like people are on Mountain Dew. Like, this is addictive to him. He's got to have
the Red Bull.
Yeah, he's got to have 3 episodes in the morning.
You know, before I DJ, I got to have that sugar-free Red Bull.
I don't know. You know, I think all these companies are really, really hedging, like, because they know everything's headed towards an app.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of app fatigue. Like you said, people I talked to this weekend were like, I'm not getting everything.
Yeah,
Disney Plus is coming out, and they're like, I have Hulu, I have Netflix, I have Disney. I'm not getting everything. Something's got to go.
Honestly, yeah, like, so. Because I want to watch some sports, and I gave in, and I did the ESPN Plus thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, cool, and I'll buy the UFC fight, too, since it was another $30. And I was like, and then I was trying to watch stuff, and I was like, you know, you really can't watch everything you really want to.
Yeah.
Because even some of the stuff that's on ESPN, you can't watch it unless you put your provider in.
Right.
And I'm mm-hmm. like, wait a second, I just paid $50 for the whole year.
So even with ESPN Plus, you have to put your provider
for some of the ESPN stuff, I couldn't do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Decibel says that only if they could streamline all the apps legally somehow.
Right.
Well, then we go back to, you know, like network TV, right?
Yeah, it'd be like cable. Like, yeah. This is what, like back in, when it was premium cable, you had you had to choose between HBO, Showtime, mm-hmm. Cinemax.
Mm-hmm.
And like now it's evolved. It's like almost like with the video game world too. Like everything is, you're not doing anything unless you're purchasing like DLC.
Yeah.
So
I did see, speaking of video games, this Star Wars video game.
Yeah, it looks good. Fallen Order?
Yeah. Fallen Order, yes.
Is that only going to be on Xbox?
I think it's on Xbox both and platforms.
PC? It's going to be on both platforms?
All three.
Okay. It drops next week, sometime this month, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
that looked great.
It's going to be recent. It's going to be soon. And I think if you play on Battlefield 2, I think you get like a little $5 discount or something like that if you pre-order it or something.
$5 off my 70.
Yeah.
Gonna drop.
It looks good, like though. That. It looks really good.
Five or 10 or something like that. Yeah. I don't know. Something like that.
It's going to be dropping on PS4, too.
I'm thinking about getting it.
It's
know.
On both platforms.
Yeah. So let's, as much as I don't like EA right now, Fallen Order looks kind of good. That's what Omega says.
It
looks really dope.
I do like it. I think it looks really dope. And some reviews have already been coming through. People who've played through some of the story already, like mm-hmm. some reviewers.
Yeah.
I was reading online. Everything's been looking pretty positive so far.
Yeah.
So.
The dropping of the movie is only going to help, of course.
It's right around that same time, too. So that's awesome.
Yeah. But remember, EA has a lot of, you know, issues, you know what I mean? Not the favorite of the gamers right
well,
now.
With NBA Live, they've always had issues.
Yeah. They used to be like this powerhouse. EA was.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they couldn't do any wrong until they started doing wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. No. The gamers that are still on from the Checkpoint channel are all chiming in. Because
even
EA.
With like FIFA, I wasn't like that impressed this year.
Yeah, and that's like a cash cow.
And
like
that's a huge cash cow.
That was never bad. That game was always a very enjoyable game to play.
Yeah. Madden's always kind of blah.
Yeah, for the past 6 years or so.
Yeah, even my son was like complaining about Madden. He usually loves Madden. He was complaining about some things that were
like,
happening.
I never get hyped version to play Madden. Like
Madden.
That.
I was like, either. Really? And he was like, yeah. And he was explaining to me some of the things that were happening or whatever.
But in the same token, I feel like when it comes to sports games, like NBA 2K kind of was kind of blocked this year too. Yeah. That's just the only thing they really did was kind of change the roster. And
talking about Modern Warfare, you are going to get tired of those maps unless they do some kind of update. Like, I'm already tired of the maps already. They have been rolling some new maps in the gameplay, but I had to take a break. I was getting burnt out.
These are like really big maps.
Yeah, no, and there's one that's even bigger. The Ground War one is like Battlefield, but with Call of Duty.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so it's you got to decide if you really want to play that one.
So let me ask, I'm not as much of a gamer as you guys, but let me ask, is there like, we know that in the comic book world and comic movie world, DC, Marvel's dominating right now, or Disney.
Right.
Is there a big dog in video games? Because there's, I know
maybe
there's
Square.
I know there's
Square
titles
Enix, maybe?
That are.
I don't think Square Enix.
Maybe Square
has
Enix.
Yet.
Maybe Activision.
No, that Activision. So
I was thinking Activision. Maybe
Activision is Call of Duties. You know.
Yeah.
I'd say that doesn't strike out. I'd definitely say probably Enix Square. They know their fans and they know what to do.
And they're doing the Avengers game.
Yeah. Oh, remember Blizzard's been under heat because of the China stuff.
Yeah.
So they've been in the political spotlight, you know. They've been having protests and stuff like that, and they had walkouts. Some employees walked out on them and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're having their own issues there. And then going back to HBO Max, right? So not only is there – now, mind you, the Green Lantern announcement is a rumor.
Right.
Okay? So it's not – no official press release, nothing like that, okay? So this is all rumor mill, and I want to give Mr. Mikey Sutton the credit for his spoilers, okay? Mm-hmm. So I make sure I give credit for credit is due.
Put him in a bibliography, of course.
So he did talk about the Green Lantern. It is Berlanti. Greg Berlanti is going to produce it, so it's kind of associated with the Arrowverse.
Okay.
So my feeling is this is going to spin out somehow of Crisis.
Okay.
Somehow.
We have not seen a Green Lantern yet.
No.
The Arrowverse, right.
So no kind of capacity. And they're talking about the actor that John Diggle, the actor, he may play a Green Lantern from another Earth.
Okay.
In the crossover. And that's not confirmed. It's another rumor. Okay. It's a big maybe.
Yeah.
Then the other rumor is HBO Max will have the Kingdom Come show. I think I told you that personally in the hallway. They're going to do a spinoff of Kingdom Come from The Crisis, which Brandon Routh is going to reprise Superman. Mr. Franchise.
Yeah.
And then he's going to play an older Superman, though, the Kingdom Come Superman. Have you ever read that comic book before?
No, I haven't.
Remember, the premise is it is a like a post-apocalyptic DC universe. I believe Superman tried to stop some kind of nuclear bomb from going off or whatever, and he couldn't. And he stopped being a hero for a time, whatever. And then this new hero came on the scene. And long story short, this new hero, he kind of like corrupts. He takes over like Captain Marvel's mind.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they start killing people. And then these heroes have to band again and stop the guy. I forget what the name of the bad guy is in the comic book, but it's... It's like it's a very dark story. So definitely not for CW.
Yeah.
So but they say that they don't know if it's going to be on HBO Max or the CW. So
I think it should be an HBO Max.
Yeah, I personally think it's going to be HBO Max. So it sounds like something HBO.
That would be really dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about the, like the storyline is almost the line of Watchmen, like that kind of like dark, you know, seriousness.
Well, I like the idea. See, I like where Disney went with the Disney Plus and Marvel. Because it's like, you know, there's only so much you could do in 2 hours, 2.5 hours in a movie.
Yeah.
Especially if a comic book movie.
Yeah.
So you spread that thing along. Like, look how great Game of Thrones was for the time being up until the last episode of the series.
Yeah.
Like, you know, movie quality stuff, you know, it was a hit, you know, and it just kept going and it kept rolling. It was like one giant comic book. So it's like, I'd love to see more of these premium networks or apps or what have you just continue to keep that flow going. Because it's like, you know, comic books, you know, stories are meant to be told. And we got to wait, what, another two years till we get, the continuation to the next thing. And it's like, well, you know, we get a good story told throughout maybe 8 to 10 episodes a season. And then it just rolls over. It's like, you know, it's a lot more satisfaction, a lot more to look forward to. And I think it'll be a bigger, you know, it'll be a huge cash cow just for viewership alone.
And you can delve into a lot more characters.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, yeah,
don't dope. Wait so long. To
I think if they go on HBO, they'll have a lot more budget so they could do cooler stuff. Say, when do we get a Dark Horse TMT movie? I don't know. I haven't seen much buzz for anything TMT on anywhere. Ninja Turtles.
Oh, we need a Ninja Turtles. I want a Dark Ninja Turtles. I want original.
Like original Eastman.
1989. What was it? Was it 88?
Some black and white.
When they did the, which I didn't see, the Ninja Turtles with...
No CGI either. They needed the Jim Henson puppet, whatever they used last time.
Okay.
I need live action.
They did the Ninja Turtles with Batman.
Yeah.
That was ahead of his time. Yeah, I saw that.
They also say here on the channel says that seems the decibel says there seem to be going full dark with the atmosphere. You know, just in general, like you know, the bloodshot. You know, the just that's what's the flavor of everything that's coming out. You know, like serious, you know, tone. Yeah. Watchmen. Yeah. You know,
people want realism.
Yeah, they want some grittiness. They want the grit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Breaking Bad changed everything. It's like Breaking Bad and Walking Dead.
Okay, so then the next rumor for HBO Max is a Deathstroke series.
Deathstroke.
Somebody's got to pay Joe Manganiello. Well, I mean, he was the perfect.
I don't know if it's the one from the movie that they were going to run with. What's the actor?
Joe Manganiello.
Yeah, yeah. They don't know if it's going to be him or it's going to be the other gentleman who was Deathstroke in.
Oh, the CW? Arrow.
Yeah, in CW.
Nah. Joe Manganiello body. Like, he. Was definitely Deathstroke.
Yeah, it's still rumor mill, so there's no.
Wait, who was he? Was Deathstroke in what?
He remember Ben Affleck leaked that footage.
Oh yes,
but
yes.
Then they used him at the end credit scene for Justice League,
yeah. Right?
Where he met up with Lex Luthor on the yacht.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
He was on point, man. Jawline and everything. Yeah. Was on point.
He was. He looked serious. I liked it. I was in it.
So I'm seeing here HBO Max DC shows are going to be Green Lantern, Strange Adventures. DC Superhero High, and Green Lantern, Strange Adventures, and DC Superhero High, and Strange Adventures is going to be Adam Strange,
the character. Oh, Strange, okay.
Yeah.
Which is it's kind of like Flash Gordon, you know, version of hero for DC. I don't know.
And DC Superhero High is going to be a comedy series about superpower teenagers at a boarding school.
Omega wants to know when Judge Dredd is coming back.
Judge Dredd.
I actually liked the last Judge Dredd movie.
Yeah.
I know. Oh,
yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That one.
I remember that one. It's kind of like,
I saw the Stallone one.
Yeah, it was like a serious one. Like it was like a...
I had the video game. I actually found the video game for Super Nintendo like 3-4 months ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think I gave it back though because it was so terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the Max? Remember the Max on Image?
I loved the Max.
They made the cartoon, remember?
Yeah, on
MTV.
That
was dope. Yeah.
I used to love the Max.
Yeah, that would be cool.
You know it was on Image Comics, I believe. I've already talked about Savage Dragon several times.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But Wildcats.
Yeah, Wildcats had a cartoon for a moment.
Yeah, they had a cartoon. Yeah. I thought Wildcats was great. Mm-hmm. I was really into some of those Image comics.
Yeah.
I read Shadowhawk.
I have Image Zero. Remember the Image Zero? You had to mail out. You had to buy number ones of all the ones, and you had to mail it out, and then you get the special issue of Image Zero. I still got that.
I was reading Savage Dragon. I was reading Shadowhawk. I was reading
Shadowhawk.
I think it was called The Others. Yeah, Wildcats. I was into it. I was into Image.
So what do you think about the HBO Max stuff, guys? Do you think?
It's pretty exciting.
Possible. Probable.
It's pretty exciting. I want to see what else HBO is going to put on there.
Those are rumors, though, so you know, they're not announced yet. But.
They got my attention if they pull off a Green Lantern Corps show.
Interesting.
Now, I'm going to, on the HBO tip, they did do what they greenlit the Targaryens television show. They're gonna do a prequel.
Oh yeah, Game of Thrones. They did cancel one prequel.
What happened?
There was one prequel that was gonna be the, I guess the original Dark Knight or the Long Knight.
Yeah, the Long Knight.
Mm-hmm. And then
was that supposed to be the Night's Watch?
About the Night's Watch or whatever, the original Night's Watch and the original Long Knight.
Yeah.
And then now this one is about the Targaryens. This prequel, yes. So
I'm hyped for that.
I don't know. I see a lot of, like, you know, still some hate for the poor, I want to say poor David Benhoff. Was that his name?
Benioff,
and D.B. Weiss, his partner.
There's a lot of hate out there. Yeah,
well, they lost the Star Wars movie that they were working on, Wars trilogy.
I tell people.
Either they quit or they got fired. I don't know which one's true.
These things happen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the directors get changed.
Yeah.
Because wasn't the guy who did the previous Star Wars, he did Last Jedi. He was supposed to get a string of movies. I'm not sure if he's getting that string
Rian
of
Johnson?
Movies.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Like, he's in the crosshairs now.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's Hollywood. Like, these things change a lot. It's fans, we have our opinions of what we want and what we see and our perceptions about how people are being done. But I understand now that it's a very iffy business. And it seems like these people get deals and they're like, they know, like, this deal's not solid. This can change by the moment.
My question is, do you think they got canned or they said in their press release that they wanted to go to focus on Netflix more because,
HBO,
they don't want to not do Star Wars justice. I'm talking about the two directors.
I think their string of movies got taken. I think the people at Disney said, we're not going to do that. They just, we're going to do something else.
Right.
And I think they couldn't do both. I really believe they can't do, like, we can't
Omega
do.
Omega says, Disney found out they were hacks and canned. Maybe. I hope Netflix figures it out because they cut that check.
Was it Netflix or HBO?
Yeah, and they did $1 million deal with Netflix. They got shows.
For series of shows.
Yeah, series of shows. And we don't know what. Original shows, I guess.
You know, sometimes that people go to the well too many times. Mm-hmm. I think that was the beauty of Marvel was that they did do the Russo brothers for, I think, I don't know if they did all the Avengers films.
Three?
They did two of them.
Two Avengers and the Captain America, or a couple of Captain Americas?
Two Captain Americas.
They did Civil War. They did Winter Soldier,
Civil War,
and then the last two, they directed the last two. But they, on other things, they went other places.
Right.
And I think sometimes she's like, well, this person did this well. Maybe they can do this well. And maybe we'll give them everything. And that's not always the case.
Mm-hmm.
As we see,
interesting.
I'm excited to see their movie with Chadwick Boseman, the 21 Bridges.
Yeah. I want to see what that's about.
That's going to be dope. It's crazy to not see him, do an Avengers movie. Yeah. But it's, it's also intriguing at the same time.
Yeah.
Let's get into some more. The last bit about DC stuff is actually about the Batman movie. Matthew McConaughey is officially going to be Harvey Dent.
Get the hell out of here, really.
Shut it down.
Yep.
I like that. I like that casting.
That's interesting.
I like that casting.
So it is getting the whole movie is getting interesting right now.
Listen, I'm giving people. Mm-hmm. I had an argument with some people this weekend. They were like, Robert Pattinson cannot be Bruce Wayne. I'm like, I don't ever doubt the British.
Hey, no, it's true.
For seasons, they convinced me that Idris Elba was his hood dude from Baltimore.
The whole Twitch channel is digging it. Yep.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I like that. I like that casting. I really do.
I do too.
I like the casting of Catwoman.
I like Matthew McConaughey as he was in the Dark Tower movie. Yeah, he was the bad guy.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
It was a bad movie.
But it wasn't bad. I don't think it was bad acting.
It was just bad storytelling.
It was bad storytelling.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Or they tried to put a lot of story into the size of that one movie.
Yeah,
and it just wasn't working.
Mm.
Because that.
Isn't
that
a Stephen King book?
Yeah, it's a saga. That's a Stephen King book. That Stephen King book is a big, it's Game of Thrones, that big. Yeah.
Okay.
Never read the
visually
the
was
I did not.
Oh, visually was kind of it was pretty dope.
Man, you got to read. You'll like that.
It's just some of these things. Remember that movie with the little dragon? It was supposed to be 12 of them, 12 movies years ago. It was like the little baby dragon.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah. Aragorn or something.
They only made two.
Yeah.
I think they made two of them, right?
They made they started to make the second one and stopped in the middle and didn't finish it. We never saw any more Golden Compass.
Oh yeah,
that got shut down.
Also, what's the other one?
Wrinkle in Time?
What's the one that with the guys that were like descendants of Greek heroes?
Oh, that is Percy.
Percy Jackson.
Yeah, we got two of those, though.
Yo, we got two of those.
Yeah, we got two.
We need a third one.
Listen, if Tolkien ain't write it, they ain't make a movie. They shouldn't make a movie about it.
They leaving us hanging. That's real talk. I don't like that. I don't like that. Anyway.
Hey, listen, I'm here
if
for
Tolkien
another
ain't write it, because that's the only book to movie that's ever been, like, really adapted well.
Yeah. You got six movies out of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wait, other stuff. More scoops, more rumors. Okay, this is Marvel stuff.
Oh, and J.K. Right? Rowling with the... With right? the
this is Marvel stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Right? You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ant-Man 3 is happening.
Mm-hmm.
You already knew that, right?
Well, last I read, eventually. It wasn't.
Well, no.
Sure officially, officially, that's happening.
Okay.
Because that looks like it's been an official announcement. So I want to say that's kind of out of the rumor zone. Okay? Then the other rumor for Mr. Mikey Sutton is... Iron Fist will be introduced somehow, some way in the Shang-Chi movies.
That'd be dope.
Oh, I think you got it.
I'm with that.
In phase 3 or 4, I do not know decibels. I want to say that it is in phase 4 because I've seen timelines. I saw a picture. I don't know if it was some kind of press release or something that they included Ant-Man 3 with like Guardians of the Galaxy 3 at the end, and it was next to Black Panther 2.
I actually heard there was a rumor. I'm trying to find out where the source came from. Mm-hmm. I'm finding it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic Four will be introduced in Ant-Man 3.
Ah, ha, ha.
Hmm.
Ha, ha. The plot thickens. Okay, so.
I'll find the rumor, though.
Okay, so the Iron Fist intro back into Shang-Chi. Of course, supposedly, they're going to still run with the backstory that is already done on Netflix.
Okay.
Okay? And it seems like a theme that they're going to run with. Like, they're going to start introducing these Netflix characters into the movies. But I guess that was a plan by design a long time ago to get the intro stories narrative out there.
Yeah.
And then, okay, we already showed you their come up.
Yeah.
Now they're in this movie. Or they're part of this story now.
Right.
Or they're part of this story now. You know what I mean?
They got to get a new Iron Fist. It can't be the same guy.
No, it's going to be a different guy.
Okay.
They're going to recast it. That's the rumor, though.
Yeah.
Will it be the same or will it be different? We don't know.
Yeah.
But according, it will be recast a la Hulk. Wow. You know, when it had to change from Edward Norton to somebody else.
To Ruffalo, yeah.
Yeah, to Ruffalo.
So, I got it. I don't know. Are you still continuing with this? Because I got
Oh, yeah, no. And then the big scoop is later on when they move after the reintroduction of Iron Fist into the Shang-Chi, and they're going to give him a Disney Plus show. They're going to go run with the storyline. I told you it was one of my favorite storylines of Iron Fist, when he fights the multiple deadly weapons from different planes of existence, whatever. They're going to possibly adopt that storyline, and one of his antagonists is going to be Sabretooth.
Hmm. Hold on, say that again?
One of his antagonists in the Disney Plus show for Iron Fist is going to be Sabretooth.
Sabretooth and Iron Fist?
Yeah, I think that happens in the comics.
Yeah, I was trying to look it up before. I couldn't find the source material.
Yeah.
But and now, this is all conjecture and rumor, ladies and gentlemen, so it's not no press release.
A lot of rumors today.
I
found my MCU rumor. So this is coming from comicbook.com.
Yeah.
You mind if we read this and spoil this theory?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Spoiler alert, just in case. You know what I mean? This actually turns out to be true. So comicbook.com posting this fan theory from some Reddit user, and this is how it goes. So the Quantum City, this is how Ant-Man 3 will introduce Fantastic Four, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So the Quantum City that we saw in Ant-Man and Wasp.
Did we see a Quantum City?
Yeah.
Where?
If you pause, you know when he's
I've
traveling?
I've read that before, and I was like, where did I see Quantum City?
When not Scott. Hank Pym is driving through to get his wife.
Yeah.
Not Hope Van Dyne. What's the wife's name?
It is Janet.
Janet Van Dyne.
Yeah.
So he's driving through the city. You see a little miniature city. So that it was heavily like talked about like in Easter eggs and stuff like that. So that city will be called quote unquote the Quantum City, and it will probably introduce the Fantastic Four and Kang. So they believe it's called Chronopolis City, City of Kang the Conqueror. Yeah. The theory is Fantastic Four were stuck in the quantum realms during the 1960s. When they visited the realm for the first time, they got superpowers in End Zone, a more dangerous part of the quantum realm, and then they had to face rulers of the negative zone, either Annihilus or Blastar. But they got stuck there in the process, and the user says he believes it wasn't an accident, but a planned act of Kang, who wants Reed Richards for his own selfish reasons, since Reed's is great-great-grandfather of Nathaniel Richards, a.k.a. Kang.
Richards. There's a lot of plot.
Yeah, and then the end of Ant-Man 3, Scott and Janet, who know this Quantum City, visit the Chronopolis and free the members of the Fantastic Four to bring them into the real world.
That's interesting.
That's dope. But I mean, we did see the
city. That's a lot of narratives that are going to have to go through to explain how.
But the thing, there's too much, because you got to wonder why are they going back into the. I mean, but it's Ant-Man, so they're going to have to use the quantum realm for something.
I don't know.
That's very interesting.
It's a lot. It's a lot to digest there.
But that's what Fantastic Four is about. Fantastic Four is always a lot, scientifically. Because with Ant-Man, where else do they go with it, with that story? They have to, they introduced the quantum realm. They have to dig back into that, I think.
And I think to get more seats in the theaters, too, if you introduce a big name like that, I mean.
Decibel says maybe a one-shot to explain, how they got there.
I think.
Or like a origin story, how they got there.
Yeah.
And then the sequel or the Ant-Man 3. Get them back, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Well,
then,
maybe the whole premise of Ant-Man 3 is to get them back.
They got to figure out they're there, first off.
Well, I'm saying they'll probably introduce something that'll trigger, that storyline.
Interesting.
That's interesting. And
the motive.
Fair enough. Let's see. So it'll probably do a movie based in the 1960s Marvel timeline.
Did you do like a prequel like kind of like that? Marvel?
Yeah, exactly. Like you're doing with Black Widow?
Yeah.
Kind of like that?
Hmm.
Or Agent Carter, TV show?
I don't know. I think the way this is going, they're going to have to pop Fantastic Four into our current timeline.
Yeah.
If they want to really...
And they have to be lurking around.
Yeah.
In order for it to kind of make sense. Kind of like what they did with the Captain... I'm tired of the origin stories in the past.
Yeah.
I'm kind of over that stuff.
Yeah.
Be honest with you, but I get why they're gonna have to. How if that narrative is true, 1960s?
Yeah.
But I get it.
I mean, they did it with Captain America, so it's like
Disney Plus. They could probably do it. They do a 6-part miniseries. That's what Decibel's saying online. I don't know. I reserve judgment. How about that? reserve judgment.
Finally,
but talk about something that's gonna be definitely coming is Into the Spider-Verse, Spider-Man.
Yeah,
summer 2022.
Yes, all that
is
either.
Happening. It's coming.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it.
Is that going to be a Sony project?
That's a Sony project. Yeah,
all right.
Apparently.
Yeah, I'm here for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be good. I like it because we kind of know where it's going to go, especially after watching the ending of the last one.
Yeah.
Where he's Skyping in a way with Spider Gwen.
Yeah.
But also you get Spider-Man 2099. Who's got this wristwatch where he can just at will set anywhere. Anytime, be anywhere. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that's gonna play a part.
Well, I don't know. It's not time travel. Universe jumping. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's gonna be interesting. I'm down for it. I don't think they can go wrong.
Oh, Speedy. That's like telling the field goal kicker. He hasn't missed all year.
And then lo and behold.
Hasn't missed all year.
Doink.
Oh, man, don't do that for it. Don't do that to us, Steve.
Anyway, Jason Momoa, last but not least, talking about Jason Momoa. Jason Momoa is a proponent of releasing the Snyder Cut. Supposedly, a rumor now, supposedly the Snyder Cut has been shown to a boardroom of DC execs or Warner Media execs.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what the outcome was of that. If they're going to actually release it or not, somehow, some way. But Jason Momoa was quoted and said that the public needs to see the Snyder Cut.
Wow. At this point, I want to see it.
Yeah.
I was definitely out on seeing it, but it's too much. At this point, I want
to
see it.
Yeah. At this point, what does DC have to lose? You're already kind of falling in that category where you guys don't really make good team-up movies.
Yeah.
If I was DC, nobody wants to subscribe for DC Universe. You want to watch the Snyder Cut?
That's
exclusive on DC Universe
or HBO Max.
What?
Yeah, or HBO Max.
What?
They would get my 10, definitely.
That would get my money for that.
Solid. It would be a power move.
I want to see it because I feel
it or don't like it. It's up there.
We're talking about
the
Snyder Cut would have been a lot more darker.
We're talking about Justice League or we're talking about
Justice League
Superman. They both have Snyder cuts.
Right? But the Snyder cut, here's the thing. Like, Batman versus Superman. Batman
was Snyder.
If you watch the full, like, the final cut of, director's cut of us, Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
It's really not that bad. It's more like it goes from 25% on whatever metric you rate it on.
Joey got excited. I had to lower his volume.
To 65%.
It's not that bad.
It's not bad.
The recut is definitely.
It tells the story a lot better. Pieces everything more better together.
Yeah.
Story is better.
Decibel says, I'll just wait for the free trial period. I said, right. Use that email. Use that email. Use Tarek's technique.
Yeah.
Okay?
I got
wrong.
I got Gmails. I got AOLs and all this stuff running around out there.
He's got everybody.
Yahoo's everything.
See, he's working like the business side of the building, so he's got everybody's email. He's probably using it all for his own little accounts.
The old Hotmails.
I'm like, I don't remember subscribing to DC Universe. What the hell's going on?
Oh, man. So that might happen. Who knows what happens if Jason Momoa keeps pushing for it.
And he also...
And he keeps making them money.
He also confirmed something, too, with Aquaman.
Yeah.
I just saw it. I got to find it.
While you're looking for that, Tarek, drop all your socials so they can follow because you got to run.
My name is Tarek at Instagram and just Tarek Lewis on Facebook. Holla at me.
Yes.
I'm out there.
Yes. Thank you, brother.
See you guys.
Thank you for hanging out with us, okay?
No doubt.
We'll see you next week. And as I continue here with Mr. Joy Franchise.
Yeah.
Is Joy just looking up that information for us?
Trying to find it, yeah. I saw him say something that something's not going to happen with Aquaman 2.
I get the Batman, the Jason Patterson Batman is not going to cross
worlds. Yeah, so he's not going to cross worlds.
That makes sense because it's just.
Yeah,
because
it's going to be a weird set in the past.
Yeah. I think that's it for the show today, man. That's all I got. Only thing else I got is, I guess they're finally working on Fantastic Beasts 3, which is
honestly, Harry Potter. I tapped out.
Yeah, you tapped out?
Yeah.
The second one was like,
Yeah, I tapped out after the first one. Well, the first one was cool, but then the second one came and I just wasn't as enthusiastic to watch
it. I took my goddaughter to see the second one, you know, because she's a real big Harry Potter person. And something happened there at the end that was like, oh, my God, yeah. Like, and I missed the connection, I guess because I haven't read the books. So I was just like, okay. You know, there was like a plot connection there of, I guess.
Wasn't Johnny Depp in it? Johnny Depp didn't even say that movie.
Yeah, Johnny Depp is in it. Yeah.
Johnny Depp didn't even say that movie for me. I'm like, oh, Johnny Depp's in it.
Yeah. I don't know. But definitely he's probably going to be in the third part because he's still alive. So I don't know. I guess you got to be a fan of the source material to really be into the Fantastic Beasts.
Facts.
So I don't know. I just enjoyed Harry Potter more than this.
It's good. I mean, here's funny. I went to Universal for Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah.
This past weekend in Orlando, and man, that Harry Potter world is amazing.
Oh yeah. It's
if like you have never gone, like I've been
it's
there
like
before.
You're in a movie.
But it's dope. I went like at night to go peep it, and it's awesome. And it just made me kind of like just being in that ambiance. Like, man, I really want to like sit down and have a marathon and watch all these movies again. Because I'll be honest with you, I haven't watched the last three Harry Potter movies. Those are the best ones because it's like they're darker and it's it starts closing down on the book or the story.
I don't know. You definitely need to go if you haven't been to that Harry Potter land.
Which one?
In Orlando?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
you need to go. Yeah, it's really dope. Decibel says, seeing Fantastic Beasts for Johnny Depp is like watching Street Fighter for Raul Julia.
No, wow.
It doesn't make the movie better. Yeah.
I guess R.I.P. Raul Julia.
It's all about the story at the end of the day.
That was such a bad... Like, can we talk about that Street Fighter movie?
Oh, man.
My homie is, like, a huge fan of that movie.
You ever read the behind the scenes of that movie? Like,
no.
We were talking about, that Jean-Claude Van Damme was drunk the entire filming of the
movie. I don't doubt it.
Stuff like that.
He sounded drunk in the movie. I felt like he was slurring his words half the time.
There's just... If you look it up, you read the whole story of what was happening behind the scenes of the filming and stuff like that, you'll just laugh.
The only thing that was good about that movie was Cammy. She was bad. She was really bad. She was gorgeous.
Yeah. But what's her name? Redeem herself. The girl who played Chun-Li.
Yeah, she ended up starring
in... She's in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., yep.
She's pretty dope
She ended up finding some work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, Raul Julia, man, R.I.P., but damn. That Bison, he didn't even fight. That was the most, all due respect, that was a... That scrawny bison.
Yep. Monday, we have a special guest Monday. We have Devious Eye Entertainment. I had him here before. Mm-hmm. Remember where they were showing off an alpha of their brand new video game, which is like a horror survival video game?
Right.
They're going to actually show us a beta this time now. It's actually some real gameplay in it, hopefully.
Fire.
So it's going to be really dope. They're a local video game production company, and they're going to preview they're going to give us exclusive world premiere of their beta here Monday. Yep. So it's called Reverie, the game. Okay. And they plan to release it all over Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, Xbox, all the good stuff. You know?
I want all the smoke.
Yeah. So look them up, all the gamers that are on the Twitch channel. Look them up, Devious Entertainment. Just type it in. You'll find them. And you can check out the progress they've been doing on the game. And they've been actually asking for people's input, too. So, you know, cool. Survival horror is your thing. Look for something new.
I'm with all that, too. Yeah. What's the one for PS4? Days Gone?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I want to tap into that.
Yeah.
I want to play that.
Yeah, so I think, you need to be here Monday, definitely. Yeah. So you can...
I like stuff like that because I was always a fan of like Dead Rising too.
Yeah, see, I think
anything
you're gonna get a kick out of this.
I'm with
literally
that.
Like the last time that I had him here, they explained to me like you start off like you woke up in a hospital and you know kind of like a little Walking Dead, but you don't have there's no weapons, nothing. Like
it's just you and the
monsters and
the hospital skirt
and you got to figure out
the hospital dress.
Yep. And you got to figure out what the hell's going on. You know?
I'm with that. I like not knowing what the hell is going on. Yeah, I want to feel like I'm actually like...
Yeah, that's what it is. Like, yo. Make you feel like, yo, what the hell? You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's going to be pretty dope. So we'll have them here Monday live on Geek Culture Congress, of course, on Checkpoint XP. And thanks to everybody who hang out with us throughout from the guys at Checkpoint XP throughout the whole show and everybody who always listens to the podcast online. Yes, we are RSS feeded. You can just look us up, Geek Culture Congress. You'll find us on wherever popular podcast platform you like to use. And sometimes we have shows that we are just podcast exclusive, like Tarek's review of Terminator Dark Fate, which is on the podcast only, just the audio only stream. So if you want to check that out, you want to check out his reviews before you go decide to go see it, which I'm actually going to go. I'm going to go watch it in 4DX next Sunday.
I'm going to go watch it tomorrow I'll probably go see it tomorrow, Wednesday.
Yeah.
It sucks that it didn't do that well in the opening
weekend.
Well,
you know what? It's tomorrow's marketing, man. I don't think they marketed it very well.
They didn't market it that well. Mm-hmm. Nah. And they were really weak on the promo.
They had the review and they were like, hold your reviews until opening weekend as close as possible. That's what
embargo was.
Yeah, that's what the embargo was. As close as release, you know, the opening weekend as possible. So I was like, okay, you know, maybe they didn't think the movie was going to be that good reviewed,
and it actually was good.
And it was. So I think maybe they didn't let the buzz sit out there long enough.
And that's the thing, and you know, you got to understand, like, you know, Terminators haven't been that amazing as of recent. So when you actually got one that's solid, and James Cameron is involved in it this time.
Mm-hmm. Like that's something co-signed
it. Yeah, that's something you want to like get the word out. Like, yo, you got to see this movie. So the fact that they didn't do that.
That's what it says. They just talked about Linda Hamilton, not much else, you know. Yeah, that's what it was. And then they didn't talk about the director for Deadpool. Was the director of this.
Tim
Miller, yep. And, you know, it is what it is, man. What can you do, you know? But it's another weekend. Still in the movie theater, so go check it out. Tarek definitely liked it, so.
Cool.
But listen to his review. Follow us, Geek Culture Congress. That's three words. Google us. You can like the Facebook page. Altogether, Geek Culture Congress is actually there on the. If you're on the Checkpoint XP, give us a like. We appreciate it. You can follow the Instagram, which Joey occasionally posts some cool stuff on.
Occasionally, I'm gonna get more active with it. Yeah.
So that's at Geek Culture Congress, of course. And later, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And Monday, we'll be bringing more, much, much more live. We'll have Devious Entertainment showing off their brand new, exclusive horror survival game, Reverie. Only here at Geek Culture Congress on Checkpoint XP. So next time, guys, make sure you check us out also on bpodstudios.com. That's bpodstudios.com and all of our great podcasts here at Beasley Media Group. Thank you so much. Joey, give me all your socials and everything so they can follow you.
For sure, man. Yeah, you already know. Catch me through Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight, Wild94.1. You can check me out on the app too, Wild94.1 app. It's free to download.
Yes, sir.
You know, if you're watching now and you want to, like, shoot a text or you listening, you know, send your boy a message. Hit me up at Joey Franchise on Twitter or Instagram. Let me know you tapped in.
Yes.
I'll show you love. If you want to play me in some games online, you know, I just got to Call of Duty. I'm on NBA 2K.
The Luigi, right? Is it online too?
And the Luigi's online too. I heard the multiplayer on that is dope.
All right.
And I'll give you all that info. We can, you know, chop it up, play some games, and, you know, vibe out.
Yes, sir. And, of course, we can follow my external life as a DJ at DJ Speedy JR. All socials. See you guys next time. Have a good one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.